뭔지? For opening up the show at the last minute. Oh, I thought they were really good. Have-nots, yeah. Well, man, it's been a long time since I've come to the old Borderline to play my own show. So I've been writing songs. I know I got heckled here for not having any new songs, so I decided I wasn't coming back until I had a new record. So this here is one of the first ones I wrote for the new record. It's the sequel to The Horseshoe Lounge. My drinking days are over, no more nights at the carousel. But I say they're gonna miss me, but who could ever tell? I never knew what time it was till closing time came round. My drinking days are over, but I'm still trouble bound. I used to hang at the Horseshoe. You'd see me spinning at the Broken Spoke. I'd take my gal to the Gaslight. We lived on whiskey and smoke. Oh, no, how it all started. Didn't mean to hurt no one. Some bad luck and what's done can't be undone. Well, it was way past midnight, and then I hollered out, last call. I turned around and rang the wrong horse, headed for a brawl. I didn't know that other guy was a cop, I guess I didn't care. Sometimes you gotta act like you gotta pay. My drinking days are over, no more nights at the carousel. No more fights, no more neon lights, I guess it's just as well. I never knew what time it was till closing time came round. My drinking days are over, but I'm still trouble bound.
My drinking days are over. trouble blind. I never knew what time it was till closing time came around. My drinking days are over, I'm still trouble blind. My drinking days are over.
Sure had a pawn shop. Yay! I started singing the Sally Traffic song before I got all confused. Sure had a pawn shop bound for gold, a sink full of dishes and a love grown cold. Along came a boy, pretty as the devil. She took his hand and the whole thing unraveled. There's no turning round, it's broke down. Billy took the ring, jammed it in his pocket, drove downtown and tried to hawk it. Down at the bottom of Lake Orchard Tree, there's a love note carved inside a wedding ring. Broke down, cracked and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. Broke down, tore down for rain, ain't nothing left you could give away. There's no turning around, it's broke down. I ain't no telling where love goes, maybe down where the Black River flows. Won't be coming back round, it's broke down. Maybe in the backseat and another on the way. Sherry thinks of Billy at the end of every day. Spends her nights waiting for real life to start, listening to the sound of her double-crossed heart. Broke down, cracked and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. There's no turning around, it's broke down. The other side of town, two lovers lie still, cigarette smoking on a windowsill. There's a picture locked up in an old suitcase. Billy closes his eyes, but he still sees her face. Broke down, cracked and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. Broke down, tore down for it, ain't nothing left you could give away. There's no turning round, it's broke down. It's broke down. Sequel now. What's the sequel to Broke Down? What happened to Billy and Sherry after all that terrible ending there? Well,
where's the trumpet man?
Where's the who? The trumpet man?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the men in the white coats had to take him away. He's resting. We missed the trumpet man. So the sequel to Broke Down is this next song called The Sinner's Prayer. Broke Down is about people making bad decisions. And Sinner's Prayer is about regret. So that's the sequel. C minor. I'm not living like I should. I used to be a better man. A sinner's prayer upon my lips, a broken promise in my hand. I know that there will come a day, a heavy price I'll have to pay. I keep pretending to be good, I'm not living like I should. I'm not living like I should. I've let the mystery slip away. And I goes by in dreamless sleep. I'm chasing foolish things all day. I walk this town just like a ghost. I don't know what I miss the most. I believe in something if I could. I'm not living like I should.
That's all I got for sequels from the old album. I ran out of ideas because most of the people on the Broke Down record died by the end of their song. I had to think of something else. I had to look for some more characters to write about. Luckily, characters come into my life, and I'm around characters all the time. So, get material. Now, here's a character. This is my parents' neighbor. His name is Willie, and he's from Texas, but he lives in Maine, where I grew up. Maine is... Well, it's a lot like England. It's part of New England there in the States, and it's very different from Texas, so different culture. So Willie kind of stands out. But he stands out for other things, too. Like, for instance, one time Willie was hanging out with the guy who owned the slaughterhouse and playing poker with him, and the slaughterhouse man was not giving Willie enough respect, according to Willie. And so Willie stared him in the eye and poured himself a shot of Old Senator whiskey, which is a really bad whiskey. And he looked at the slaughterhouse guy and snorted it up his nose. and stared him down. I never had any trouble from the slaughterhouse guy. This is the kind of guy that we're dealing with here, and he was at a party, and I thought, man, Willie's a colorful character. I might get a song idea if I talk to him. So I asked him something about this beat-up old truck that had been in his yard for about 10 years, and about 30 seconds later, I had it all, the material I needed. Went off and wrote this song about it. I met Willie by the still, he was brewing a batch. He had a short cigar and one last match. He was telling me about his latest troubles with the government. He had child support and alimony. He was looking depressed and kind of lonely, just trying to figure out where all his hard-earned money went. I'll be go to hell, he said. I got nothing but a Ford and a barn full of hay. If it weren't for horses and divorces, I'd be a lot better off today. That's when I got my notebook out. Well, I said, Willie, that sounds like a song. He said, son, you know you may not be all wrong. Could you give me a little piece of the pie if you make it a hit? Got a 51 Ford I'd like to fix up. I got two sick ponies and one sick pup. And my third wife's coming today to take my TV set. Well, I'll be going to hell, he said. I got nothing but a Ford and a barn full of hay. If it weren't for horses and divorces, I'd be a lot better off today. Texas band here in the Texas, what do we call that? The Howling Kings, they're called. Slim Clears and the Howling Kings. Name changes every couple of days, that's what we got for a couple days. A couple nights ago, they were tired, cold, and hungry. Been a rough tour. But playing guitar tonight, electric guitar and acoustic guitar from the tiny town of Frailsburg in Texas, that's Michael O'Connor. First time in many years, I'm touring with a drummer, and it's a whole lot of fun. He played on the record, and it sounded so damn good, we decided to take him out on the road on the drums, Rick Richards. Hey! And this whole character has been with me for a long time, for 6 or 7 years now. We've been to the Borderline 5 or 6 times. It's back on for a return engagement, good old Ivan Brown. Hey! God bless poor old Willie McCann. You know he's always been a good, hard-working man. Bought me a beer last night down at the Horseshoe Lounge. He said, horses and women are fine, sure enough, but if you don't treat them right, things are gonna get rough. Believe me, I got these 4-year marriages down. I'll be good to hell, he said. I got nothing but a Ford and a barn full of hay. If it weren't for horses and divorces, I'd have a lot more money, less gray hair. I might even be a millionaire. If it weren't for horses and divorces, I'd be a lot better off today. Oh, we've had a a few days off, and we played in Chicago on Saturday, and we've just been more. I'm gonna do some more yodeling, I promise. That was just the yodel warm up, is all that was. So just testing it out. I was getting to that. Be patient, man. Now, see, that was the yodel warm up song. We've had a few days off, so the yodel kind of dissipates after a couple of days. It's, you gotta yodel every day. I should have yodeled on the plane when I was coming over, but I feel a little bit. It's hard to yodel on Indian food, too, I must say. It's a little difficult here, out of my element. We're going to do a real yodel song now. This is a song I learned from a guy who's known as God's Own Yodeler. His name is Don Walzer. He's a friend of mine down in Austin, Texas, where I live for the last 13 years. I've been studying under this master, and it's time, I'm sorry to report, it's time for the master to fade away. He retired last fall because of ill health. You know, I knew that he would never retire unless he had to, and he's too arthritic and diabetic to get out there. And he's an invalid. It's very, very sad. He sits in a chair all day and watches TV. And I'm going to learn one more song of his called Rolling Stone from Texas, but it's too difficult. I can't quite do it yet. But this is the top of my ability here. Sometimes I hit it, sometimes I don't. We'll see what happens. So, this is called Texas Top Hand. I was 12 years old when I busted my first Bronco in the Mesa, Texas, don't you know? I've been working ever since from the saddle that they give me down in Fort Worth at the Fat Stop Rodeo. I can do more from a saddle than I can from my own pickup, and my horse is better company, I know. I'm a Texas top hand, and I bet my bottom dollar man will wind up in the money at this year's rodeo. I'm a Texas top hand, I'm the number one man when it comes to matters of an old cowhand. I can ride him, I can break a little. Friday I'll be making my way in town to dance with some old cowboy band. Oh, no. Hear them cattle lowing as I play my old guitar and run my fingers over them old rusty strings. They're beginning to sound funny, cause I'll take some drinking money and buy another set this coming spring. There's a full moon on the rise as we turn in for the evening, and the prairie is as pretty as can be. There ain't no better life than the life of a cowboy. It's as close as you can get to being wild and living free. I'm a Texas top hand, I'm the number one man when it comes to matters of an old cowhand. I can ride him, I can break a bit. On Friday I'll be making my way in town to dance with the Don Walzer band. Oh, some oxygen, we'll do another song. Let me just take a couple of breaths. I'm gonna make you guys work on this one as we get ready. In the melting snows of Ontario, I'll make you shiver. Was the month of May up in Georgian Bay near the mouth of the Musquash River.
where the bears prowl and the coyotes howl. You can hear the osprey scream. Back in 99, we were cutting pine and sending it down the stream. One sandy thread, big sandy gray came all the way. Oh man, what happened? Young Sandy Gray came to Go Home Bay all the way from PEI. Well, the weather's rough and it makes you tough and no man's afraid to die. Sandy came to smile at 30,000 islands was the place to claim his glory. Now Sandy's gone, but his name lives on. He says Sandy's story. Young Sandy Gray lives on today in the echoes of a mighty yell. Listen close and you'll hear a ghost in this story that I tell. Boys, this story that I tell.
See, I didn't take enough breaths and a little oxygen deprivation there after that big yodel there. Thanks for helping me out there, Michael. All right, what's the next verse?
Sandy Gray came out with the male TV on his show.
No. Is that it? No, I got it. Sandy Gray was boss of the men who'd toss the trees onto the shore. They'd come and go till they built the flow 100,000 logs and more. And he'd ride them down towards Severn Sound to cut them up in the mills for timber. Out of the ships would haul spring, summer, and fall till the ice came in December. On Sabbath day, Big Sandy Gray came into camp with a peavey on his shoulder. With the thunder crack, he dropped his axe and the room got a little bit colder. He said, come on all you, we got work to do, we gotta give her all we can give her. There's a jam of logs at the little jog near the mouth of the Musquash River. With no time to pray on the Lord's day, they were hoping for God's forgiveness. But the jam was high in a devil's sky, they set out about their business. They poked with their poles, ran with the rules, and tried to stay on their feet. Every trick they tried, and one man cried, this log jam's got us beat. But Sandy Gray was not afraid, he let out a mighty yell. I'll be down, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell.
Us out and get through this next verse.
Yeah.
We need a lot of help here. We've got us a big old log jam on the Musquash River. We need a crew to get up there and break it. We need about 120 able-bodied men and women with strong backs and fearless hearts to climb up on that jam. Help us break it on down. You willing to help out?
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to be the work gang captain? No, no, we've tried picking it from the audience before. It never goes very well. Learn that lesson. I gotta select someone from the band. It's a hard job and I need to rotate them, so I can't remember who did it in Chicago. I think it was Ivan.
Did you do it in Chicago?
I can't remember, Slade.
Michael! He's tired. Michael, give us the world work and get this crowd going here.
Alright, listen up! We got a lot of work to do. I don't want you loud and yakking. Y'all with me?
Yes!
Like this! Ooh. Ha! Everybody!
Canada.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, that's good. Keep her going. Every one of the men did the work of 10. Sandy scrambled up to the top. He's a woman like a dog, even 20-foot logs in it, but like he'd never stop. And he struggled on, these men so strong, till the jam began to sway.
need. And they dove for cover to the banks of the river, all except for Sandy Gray. Damn, that's a fine gang. That's the best gang I've heard in months. It is. Nice job. That's a shame we gotta shut you down now. The verse is over. Yeah, that's what happens when you get a really good work gang, is they're concentrating so hard on their part there that they don't hear what happens in the verse. Kind of a pivotal verse, so I'm gonna give you a quick recap so you don't get lost in the song. Two very important things happened. The good news is we broke the log jam, so thank you very much. Nice job, nice job.
Such a great job.
There's some bad news too, I'm afraid. In the last line of the verse, our hero, Sandy Gray. Anybody know what happens? He slipped. He slipped and he fell into the icy waters of the Musquash River. Now with thoughts of death, they held their breath as they saw their friend go down. They all knew in a second or two he'd be crushed or frozen or drowned. And they saw him fall, they heard him call just once, then it was over. Young Sandy Gray gave his name that day near the mouth of the Musquash River. Sandy Gray was not afraid, he let out a mighty yell. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell. East of Giant's Tomb, there's plenty of room, there's no fences and no walls. And if you listen close, you'll hear a ghost down by Sandy Gray Falls. Through the tops of the trees, you'll hear in the breeze echoes of a mighty yell. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell. And Sandy Gray lives on today in the echoes of a mighty yell. I'll be down, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell. Yeah. Back in the corner, the work game happened. Best work gangs we've heard in a long time. It was really good, and I'm dying to see what you would do with Ivan's song. Ivan has a song with some audience participation in it too. You want to try him out on that one, Ivan?
Why not? Usually me and Indian food get along pretty good. You gotta make your own humor out here on the road, y'all. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
This has an audience participation part. That's what they call it in Texas, a participation part. So all you have to do is point right at me or right at Slade or just point at anything. Just point like this and try it out. 1, 2, 3, go. That's not good enough. One more time. Well, come on, 1, 2, 3, go! Yeah. Some of you aren't doing it, and I'm pissed off about it. This is a song about my youngest son, Zane Gabriel, who's probably playing baseball about right now, back in the States. True song, he's old, he's 6. That's what it's called. And we're gonna do it right now. Ready? He's old, he's 6. He speaks his mind and he plays tricks. He tells his mom that God is a chick. He's old, he's 6. He's tough like bricks. He loves
likes to get in there and mix. He'll stand his ground and he'll take his licks. He's tough, he's six. Mom, is this real? I'm not sure how I feel. I hear the monster shouts. Dad, Dad, I'm freaking out. He's wild, he's six.
Y'all ready? Here's your part with me.
Post things with sticks. Nothing he won't do to get a sugar fix. He's wild, he's six.
I think we need to bring you down a little bit. That's a little too much fun for folk music, so back to the miserable stuff here. And I think just to give our ears a little break, we've been doing this lately in the middle of the set. We just kind of strip it down and unplug. So Mike on the sound does a fabulous job here at the Borderline every time. But Mike, we're gonna mute here and just step aside and do a couple off the mic here, see how it feels. So.
Should have brought your double bass.
Yeah.
Where's the bass,
man?
Yeah, we're not playing. We're not using the PA.
We're
going
to do unplug for a second.
Play that
bass,
man.
Play that real life. Pretend it's a bass. Don't stand there.
Yeah.
Baby, a cigarette today. Ancient fallen fingers and ways. From a 40-year-old coffee cup, she sipped a bit of gin. Closed her eyes and let the memories go. She loves in the old place all alone. Keeps in touch with neighbors by the phone.
Big bass, does it? We'll have to save that bit for when we find a big bass on the road. Well, we're here in a very good mood because we finally have a new record and a bunch of new songs to sing. The record's called Wishbones. How many people picked it up already?
Yeah.
That's excellent. Man, I'm not going to sell any tonight. Well, speaking of that, we've got a brand new tour driver. a tour manager for this trip. His name is Paul, and he's going to be selling CDs right over here by the stairway. So check out Paul on your way up. We'll get out. We got a mailing list too there, so you know, we'll send you a little email from Slate.com next time we come over the pond here, so you'll know that we're here. We only come about once a year now, so you don't want to miss it. This is the title song, Wishbones. Day after day after trying to understand why the world tries to grind you down, make a ghost out of a man. Your debt of grace is due, and you've pawned everything you own. I guess some dreams just don't come true, nothing left but skin and wishbones. Each year the world gets lonelier, and every year we sin. You'll never see those blue skies through young eyes again. Pray to every god you've known just to wind up all alone. Your friends are gone, your mama's dead, nothing left but scared wishbones. Spin the bottle cap, throw a shot back, everything's gonna be alright. Spin the bottle cap, throw a shot back, cough and cry, lay down and die. Driving in, hold on tight, bottles and bones in the night. You'll never go back home, you old
I've got to get out of here. Just give me one good year. I'm burning over. Engines running rough. I drive from job to job. But it's never enough. I can't find a way to just stop and get away. Some kind of chain's holding me down to make me stay. Just kill me one good year. Get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, and grace ain't so easily found. One bad hit can dabble a man, chase him and carry him down. I gotta get out of here, just give me one good year. It's a bitter wind in your face every day. It's the little sins that wear your soul away. When you start giving in, where do the promises all go? Will your darkest hour light a blank check on your soul?
I
lions kill, rabbits run, men make bread and butter and guns. Death comes around to visit everyone. Empires crumble and fall from the twin towers to the wailing wall. One thing remains, the terrible beauty of it all. Hearts break, hearts mend. Hope lives in the hearts of men. The sun comes up and the sun goes down. That's just the way the world goes around.
Texas, I'll tell you what, it's good. All that cold, dreary rain, it just feels like home down here, doesn't it? It's like Green Hall. Anybody here been to Green Hall? Yeah, Green Hall is one of our favorite places. Borderline is too. We've always had great gigs here. Thank you so much for coming into the city. I know it's a big hassle, trains and subways and taxis and trying to find a parking space and everything. Man, it's a hard city to live in. Expensive, my God. Been here for 3 or 4 days and I don't know if we're going to be able to finish off the tour. We're going to run out of money by the end of the first gig. This is the first gig of the tour, and we're broke. All right, we'll do
29.
We've got time for a couple more. In the words of our sound man, in a few minutes, things go terribly, terribly wrong. It becomes a disco or something. Lights and smoke machines. I've got time for a couple more. I want to do this one that I always do in London because it was inspired by The Clash. This is called. So it was inspired by. I had a book of photographs of The Clash that I looked at when I was a kid and imagined being a rock star for a living. And on one page of the book, there's pictures of guitars, all beat up Clash guitars, you know, and backstage, and it says wood and steel. And on the other side is pictures of The Clash, you know, going at it with all the fury that they did. And that's called Blood and Bone. So I put those things together. Blood and bone, wood and steel. That's all you need.
In these hard times, everything's breaking. There ain't much left. Every seat's taken and you wonder why we seem a little down. Used up forsaken land. I gotta be an engine, and I love to hear the sound. Blood and bone, wood and steel. We fight against time, and it's a losing deal. Can't you see it slipping by fast? Hey, but don't you know we're the last? The it's fading, and to see we're the last of the V8s now.
Drum. Ivan Brown on the bass.
thank you so much for coming down. We're going to wrap this up, but I got a Sharpie in my back pocket, and I'll sign anything you want me to sign. I hope it's a CD, but I'll sign your ticket stub if that's all you got. But anyway, Ivan's got some CDs. Michael, did you bring CDs? Didn't bring CDs? Rick, you still working on that 8-track? Still working on his. Ivan, you brought CDs, didn't you?
I got some CDs.
We got a mailing list. We hope to see you again. We're just starting the tour. Maybe we'll see you somewhere on the road. We're going all over the UK for about 2 weeks. Maybe we'll bump into you somewhere else. In the meantime, be safe, and we'll see you on down the road. Well, the bankers came, took the key to my home. Just one key left from all I ever owned. I'm turning that key, letting out the clutch. I never did like this town that much. I lost my wife, I lost my home. Quit my job and set out alone. Just one key on my keychain. Disco hell in just a few minutes. It's pretty risky. All right, we'll do one off the mic here. There's a reason. That song, of course, is about old Hank. So we'll do one more Hank song and then we get it going. I went down to the river to watch the fish swim by. I went down to the river, so lonesome I wanted to die. So I jumped in the river, but the doggone river was dry. I'll have to blow your one here. He's alone, I'm lonesome blue. Well, I got me a woman I thought could be true. She made me buy my money and she made me blue. A man needs a woman that he can lean on, but my leaning post are done left and gone. She's a so much, everybody. We'll see y'all down the road.